Language Course, Book 28, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a question and a recorded phone message. Then, listen to the question again and choose the correct answer. Number 1. Why does the person who is telephoning have to listen to a pre-recorded message?
Budget Rent-A-Car. Due to our competitive special low rates on cars and vans, our reservationists are currently helping other customers. The next available agent will be right with you.
Why does the person who is telephoning have to listen to a pre-recorded message? The answer is C. All of the agent's lines are busy. Number 2. What is a requirement for renting a car?
Meanwhile, the following information may be helpful. The requirements for renting a vehicle are: you must be 21 years of age with a valid driver's license and a major credit card or a Sears credit card listed in the driver's name.
What is a requirement for renting a car? The answer is C. You must have a valid driver's license. Number 3. What is a requirement to cash qualify?
If you do not carry a major credit card or a Sears card, we may be able to cash qualify you to rent a car. The requirements for cash qualification are: you must be 25 years of age with a telephone number and a personal checking account listed in your own name. You must also be employed full-time with the same company for at least 1 year, and you must carry valid liability insurance coverage. To cash qualify, come into our airport office during business hours, Monday through Friday, and ask the manager on duty.
What is a requirement to cash qualify? The answer is C again. You must be employed full-time. Number 4. What should you do if you are calling with a question regarding billing?
For reservation information concerning cities other than San Antonio, please call 1-800-527-0700. If you are calling with a question regarding billing, please call the administration office at 824-1467. Thank you for calling Budget Rent-A-Car, and please hold for the next available agent.
What should you do if you are calling with a question regarding billing? The answer is A. Call the administration office. Now turn to Figure 2. Listen to a conversation between a car rental agent and a customer. Then answer this question: how much does it cost to rent a small car for a week?
May I help you?
Yes. My name is Barbara Peters. I'm calling from Phoenix. I'm going to be in San Antonio next week, and I want to rent a car.
Okay, great. What day next week do you think you'll be arriving?
On the 13th. I'll be there from the 13th to the 20th.
Okay. That qualifies you for a weekly rate. What size car were you interested in?
I don't know. What do you have?
We have all kinds of cars, all the way from small and economical, like a Toyota Tercel or a Mercury Tracer, up to our luxury cars, really nice Cadillacs and Amstel.
Okay, I really need something that's going to be very economical.
Okay. Our small size car, like a Toyota Tercel, is only $117 per week.
Okay.
And you get free and unlimited mileage.
Okay, great. Is that automatic?
It's an automatic four-door, and it seats four people comfortably.
Okay, very good. Okay, and what's the rate?
$117 a week.
$117, okay.
You have unlimited mileage.
Oh, unlimited mileage, that's great.
Let's check your answer for figure 2. How much does it cost to rent a small car for a week? The answer is B. It costs $117. Now look at figure 3. Listen to a question and a phone conversation. Then answer the question. Number 1. How are baby seats rented?
Okay. Do you have car seats?
Yes, I do have baby seats available. They are on a first-come, first-served basis, but generally on a Sunday I have quite a few available. Mm-hmm.
Number 2. How much would it cost to rent an infant's car seat for a week?
They're $8 per day.
$8 per day. Okay. And if I'm going to be there from the 13th to the 20th, can you figure that out for me?
That would be 7 days.
7 days.
$8. $56.
Okay, 56. Yeah, I'm going to need 2 car seats.
Okay. I can request both car seats for you.
Number 3. How will the customer pay for the rental car?
Did you want to go ahead and make a reservation at this time?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
The last name was?
Peters.
And the first name?
Barbara.
What type of major credit card will you be using?
Well, I have a MasterCard. I have a Sears card.
Okay. We accept either. It's your choice of which one you want to use.
Okay.
You can decide that at the time of rental. You don't have to tell me right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Number 4. What is the customer's arrival time?
Need a daytime telephone number.
Okay, that is 678-1466.
In the area code?
And that's area code 512.
Okay. And do you know your airline flight and arrival time?
I don't know the airline. I don't know the flight number. Is that okay?
That's fine, as long as I know the airline, because we do have 2 locations in the terminal.
Oh, okay. I'm coming in on American at 2:20.
Mm-hmm. Number 5. Where will the customer find the rent-a-car counter?
With unlimited mileage. The only additional charges are the sales tax at 6%.
Okay.
And then you get the car with a full tank of gas.
Okay.
You can either return it full, or we'll just charge you for what you've used.
Okay, what would you suggest that I do?
It's up to you. It depends on, it's a matter of time, usually, with our customers.
Okay.
If you're going to miss your flight, don't worry about it, we'll fill it up.
All right, okay, good. So I could pick the car up at the airport?
Yes. As you go down to get your luggage, you'll see us directly across from the baggage claim area. That's where all the rent-a-car companies are.
Okay.
You'll see it there. I'll have your reservation waiting for you at the American Airlines.
Right, across from the baggage claim area. Oh, that's wonderful. Now,
check your answers for figure 3. Number 1 is B. The seats are rented on a first-come, first-served basis. Number 2 is A. It costs $56 to rent a baby's car seat for a week. Number 3 is B. The customer will pay with a credit card. Number 4 is C. The arrival time is 2:20 p.m. Number 5 is B. The rent-a-car counter is across from the baggage claim area. Now turn to figure 4. Listen to a phone conversation about renting a car and then select the correct ending for each sentence.
Now, do you have any maps?
Yes, I do. Available at the counter, if you'll ask the agent when you get there, I have a little black and white San Antonio map.
Mm-hmm.
That should get you around the city very well.
Okay.
If you require a more detailed city map or a Texas state map, we do have those available for sale at our check-in facility.
Okay. Now, I've never rented a car before, so I don't know too much about it. Do I need to get insurance?
It's our protection, we call it, which covers, you know, the car, yourself, passengers, and personal belongings,
mm-hmm.
is purely optional. Decide to take it, and if you do, it's $14.99 per day.
Okay.
And like I say, it covers the car at a zero deductible, plus protection for yourself, any passengers, and any personal belongings, provided the terms of the contract are not violated.
Okay. Now, I have full insurance in Arizona. Didn't that apply here in Texas?
I don't know. You need to check with your agent to see how your insurance travels. If you choose to decline our protection, we just hold you responsible. If you've got some other type of insurance protecting you, then that's great.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, let me just reconfirm the information here for you. I've got you coming in on the 13th on American Airlines Flight 220 for an economy-sized car for a week. Your rate is $117 a week with unlimited mileage. And I have a confirmation number for you. Your confirmation number is 7147. And I've put down a request for 2 baby seats at $8 per day each.
Very good. Okay, confirmation number you said is 7147.
That's right. We've got you all set.
Very good. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is C. I've never rented a car before, so I don't know too much about it. Number 2 is B. Now, I have full insurance in Arizona. Wouldn't that apply here in Texas? Number 3 is A. If you've got some other type of insurance protecting you, then that's great. Number 4 is also A. Your confirmation number is 7147. Please look at figure 5. Read the choices in figure 5 now. Listen to the dialogue and then select the topic of the phone conversation.
Italian restaurant.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to make reservations for 9 for Friday evening.
For 9 for Friday evening?
Yes.
Okay, and...
Excuse me, could you speak up a little bit? I'm a little hard of hearing.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Antonio Pelev.
Pelev?
P-E.
P-E.
L-E.
L-E.
V-E.
V-E.
Right.
Okay, and that would be 9 people for Friday?
9 people for Friday evening, yes.
At what time?
Around 7:30, if possible.
7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The topic of the conversation is... Letter A, making a dinner reservation. Now turn to figure 6. Listen and write short answers to these questions. Number 1. What beverages are available? Number 2. When is the reservation?
Okay, and for beverages, do you serve wine also?
Yes, sir, we have wine. We have imported Italian wines. And we have a beer and imported beers.
Mm-hmm.
We have, a nice variety of Italian wine.
Right. And could you go over the information you've given me just to confirm it, please?
Okay. There's 9 people for Friday evening.
That's correct.
At 7:30.
Right.
Antonio Pelli.
Pelev.
Belair?
Yeah.
I didn't pronounce it right. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's check your answers. For number 1, you should have written beer and wine. For number 2, you should have written 7:30 Friday night. This is the end of tape 1D, book 28.